Introduction to Frequency Domain Measurements. Heart rate variability, HRV, defined as the beat-to-beat changes in heart rate, including variations in the intervals between consecutive heartbeats, provides a remarkable window into our autonomic nervous system's functioning. When we examine these variations, we're not just looking at simple changes in heart rate. We're observing a complex interplay of physiological rhythms that reveal crucial information about our body's regulatory systems. HRV frequency domain measurements reveal the sources of physiological changes. Frequency domain measurements represent a sophisticated approach to analyzing these rhythms by separating them into distinct frequency bands, each reflecting different physiological processes. This separation process is analogous to how a prism breaks white light into its component colors, allowing us to study each wavelength independently. Through power spectral analysis or autoregressive modeling, we can quantify the distribution of HRV signal power into specific frequency ranges, much like how electroencephalogram, EEG, signals are analyzed to understand brain activity patterns. The power of a frequency component, measured in milliseconds squared divided by cycles per second, milliseconds squared divided by hertz, represents the signal energy within that particular frequency band. We can examine this power in absolute terms or look at relative power, which shows us what percentage each frequency band contributes to the total HRV power. When discussing relative power, we often use normal units, nu, calculated by dividing a specific frequency band's absolute power by the combined absolute power of the low frequency and high frequency bands. In clinical practice, particularly in heart rate variability biofeedback, HRVB, we leverage these measurements to help clients optimize their autonomic function. Our primary focus typically involves training clients to enhance their low frequency power during clinical sessions, which can lead to improved vagal tone and increased high frequency power during their daily activities. This training helps create a more balanced and responsive autonomic nervous system. Recent trends in research and clinical practice have shown a preference for using natural logarithms of low frequency and high frequency power, as these transformations can provide more normally distributed data and clearer insights into autonomic function. The natural logarithm, expressing values to the base e, approximately 2.71828, helps standardize measurements across different individuals and conditions. Understanding frequency domain measurements requires recognizing that different physiological processes operate at different speeds and therefore generate distinct frequencies. The task force of the European Society of Cardiology and the North American Society of Pacing and Electrophysiology has established four primary frequency bands: ultra-low frequency, ULF, very low frequency, VLF, low frequency, LF, and high frequency, HF. Each of these bands provides unique insights into various aspects of autonomic function and physiological regulation. The interpretation of these frequency domain measurements must be done within the context of proper recording conditions and durations. Each frequency band requires a minimum recording period to capture meaningful data, ranging from just 1 minute for high frequency measurements to 24 hours for ultra-low frequency analysis. This methodological consideration is crucial for obtaining reliable and clinically useful information. Understanding the ultra-low frequency band. The ultra-low frequency, ULF, band represents one of the most intriguing and complex aspects of heart rate variability analysis. Operating at frequencies of 0.003 Hz or lower, ULF rhythms are the slowest oscillations we measure in HRV analysis. To put this in perspective, these rhythms complete their cycles over periods ranging from 5 minutes to 24 hours, making them the longest duration patterns in our cardiovascular regulatory system. The measurement of ULF activity requires sophisticated long-term recording protocols. Unlike other frequency bands that can be assessed in minutes or hours, ULF analysis demands a full 24-hour recording period to capture these slow-moving rhythms accurately. This requirement makes ULF measurement particularly challenging in clinical settings, but the insights gained can be invaluable for understanding a patient's overall health status. The physiological origins of ULF power remain a subject of ongoing research and discussion in the scientific community. While there isn't complete consensus regarding the mechanisms that generate ULF power, several key biological processes have been identified as significant contributors. The primary driver appears to be circadian rhythms, our body's natural 24-hour biological clock that regulates numerous physiological functions. These circadian patterns create regular fluctuations in heart rate that manifest in the ULF band. Beyond circadian rhythms, core body temperature regulation plays a crucial role in generating ULF power. Our body temperature naturally fluctuates throughout the day, with these changes influencing heart rate patterns through various physiological mechanisms. The renin-angiotensin system, which regulates blood pressure and fluid balance, also contributes to these very slow oscillations in heart rate. Metabolic processes add another layer to ULF generation. The body's energy utilization and storage patterns operate over extended periods, creating slow wave patterns that appear in the ULF band. These metabolic influences help explain why ULF measurements can provide insights into overall health status and various pathological conditions. One particularly fascinating aspect of ULF analysis is its relationship to psychiatric disorders. Research has shown that different psychiatric conditions display distinct patterns in their 24-hour heart rate variations, particularly during sleep periods. This finding suggests that ULF analysis might serve as a valuable tool in psychiatric assessment and monitoring, though more research is needed to fully understand these relationships. The relationship between ULF power and the autonomic nervous system remains somewhat controversial. While some researchers suggest both parasympathetic and sympathetic influences on ULF power, others argue that these autonomic contributions are minimal or indirect. This uncertainty reflects the complex nature of very slow biological processes and the challenges in isolating specific physiological influences over such extended time periods. From a clinical perspective, ULF activity presents unique challenges for biofeedback applications. Due to its extremely long cycle length, greater than 5 hours, ULF rhythms are too gradual to be directly trained using conventional biofeedback techniques. However, understanding ULF patterns can still inform treatment strategies and help practitioners better understand their clients' overall physiological state. In terms of measurement correlations, ULF power shows a strong relationship with the Stand Time Domain Index, standard deviation of the average NN intervals. This correlation provides an important link between different methods of HRV analysis and helps validate the significance of ULF measurements in clinical assessment. The very low frequency band. The very low frequency, VLF, band, operating between 0.0033 and 0.04 Hz, represents a fascinating intermediate zone in heart rate variability analysis. These rhythms complete their cycles between 25 and 300 seconds, making them more accessible to study than ULF rhythms while still reflecting important longer-term regulatory processes. When viewing a fast Fourier transform, FFT, spectral plot, VLF power typically appears as a distinct gray-colored region, providing a visual signature of these important oscillations. Understanding VLF measurements requires careful attention to recording protocols. While a minimum recording period of 5 minutes is necessary to capture VLF activity, many researchers argue that 24-hour recordings provide the most reliable and comprehensive view of these rhythms. This requirement reflects the complex nature of the physiological processes operating in this frequency range and their tendency to vary throughout the day. The physiological mechanisms responsible for VLF power generation have been a subject of intensive research, revealing a complex interplay of various biological systems. At the heart of VLF activity lies the heart's intrinsic nervous system, a sophisticated network of neural tissues within the heart itself. This intrinsic system appears to generate baseline VLF rhythms. VLF power may also be generated by physical activity, thermoregulatory, renin-angiotensin, and endothelial influences on the heart. There may be an alpha-adrenergic, norepinephrine-mediated, contribution to vascular tone. PNS activity may contribute to VLF power since parasympathetic blockade almost completely abolishes it. SNS nerve bursts occur 1 to 2 times per second, each lasting 0.5 to 2 seconds. VLF cycles take 25 to 300 seconds per wave. At 0.67 seconds per burst, 37.5 bursts fit in the shortest VLF cycle and 450 in the longest. Therefore, SNS nerve bursts are 37 to 450 times faster than VLF cycles, far too rapid to generate the slow oscillations seen in the VLF band. In addition, the SNS lacks a mechanism to generate regular, sustained oscillations that comprise VLF oscillations. SNS activity doesn't rise and fall smoothly like a perfect wave. It reacts spontaneously to stressors, not in a predictable rhythm. Physical activity makes a significant contribution to VLF power, demonstrating how our movement patterns influence heart rate variability over extended periods. Thermoregulatory processes, which control body temperature, also play a crucial role in generating VLF rhythms. The renin-angiotensin system, responsible for blood pressure regulation and fluid balance, adds another layer to VLF activity through its influence on cardiovascular function. Endothelial influences on the heart contribute to VLF power through the regulation of vascular tone. Recent research suggests that alpha-adrenergic mechanisms, mediated by norepinephrine, may play a role in generating these rhythms through their effects on blood vessel constriction and dilation. The parasympathetic nervous system's contribution to VLF power is particularly interesting, as parasympathetic blockade almost completely eliminates VLF activity, while sympathetic blockade has minimal effect. The clinical significance of VLF power cannot be overstated. Among all 24-hour HRV measurements, VLF power shows the strongest association with all-cause mortality. This remarkable finding suggests that VLF rhythms may be fundamental to health in ways we are only beginning to understand. Low VLF power has been linked to increased risk of adverse outcomes, including arrhythmic death and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. The relationship between VLF power and inflammation has emerged as a particularly important area of study. Multiple research studies have demonstrated that low VLF power correlates with elevated inflammatory markers, suggesting a possible role for VLF measurement in monitoring inflammatory conditions. Additionally, VLF power shows interesting correlations with hormone levels, particularly testosterone, while surprisingly showing little relationship with stress-related hormones like cortisol. In the context of heart rate variability biofeedback, VLF measurements can provide valuable insights into training effectiveness. Elevated VLF levels during training sessions might indicate chronic sympathetic nervous system activation or parasympathetic withdrawal, often associated with excessive worry or effort during training. This information can help practitioners adjust their training protocols to optimize outcomes. VLF power demonstrates a strong correlation with the SDNN index, a time domain measure that averages 5-minute standard deviations for all normal-to-normal intervals over 24 hours. This correlation provides an important bridge between different methods of HRV analysis and helps validate the clinical significance of VLF measurements. The low-frequency band. The low-frequency, LF, band, encompassing frequencies between 0.04 and 0.15 Hz, represents one of the most clinically significant ranges in heart rate variability analysis. These rhythms complete their cycles between 7 and 25 seconds, corresponding to breathing rates between approximately 3 and 9 breaths per minute. In FFT spectral analysis displays, LF power appears as a distinctive orange-colored region, making it easily identifiable during clinical assessments. A fundamental characteristic of the LF band is its relationship with the baroreflex system, leading to its historical designation as the baroreceptor range. The baroreflex, a crucial mechanism for maintaining blood pressure stability, operates primarily within this frequency range during resting conditions. This connection between LF activity and baroreflex function has important implications for both research and clinical applications. The sources of LF power have been a subject of considerable debate within the scientific community, leading to some significant revisions in our understanding. While earlier theories emphasized sympathetic nervous system contributions to LF power, current research suggests that during resting measurements, sympathetic input is unlikely to be a major source of these rhythms. Instead, the parasympathetic nervous system and blood pressure regulation appear to be the primary generators of LF power, primarily through baroreceptor activity. Recent research by investigators like Yevgeny Vaschilo has identified a possible sympathetic component near 0.05 Hz. though this represents just one aspect of the complex physiological processes operating within the LF band. Breathing patterns significantly influence LF power, particularly when breathing rates fall below 8.5 breaths per minute. Deep breathing exercises and even occasional sighs can contribute to LF activity through vagal mechanisms. In the context of heart rate variability biofeedback, HRVB, the LF band takes on special significance. Practitioners use LF band power as a primary metric for assessing the success of HRVB training when clients breathe at rates between 4.5 and 7.5 breaths per minute. During resonance frequency breathing, we expect to see elevated LF power, reflecting the enhancement of baroreflex activity and improved autonomic regulation. However, the interpretation of LF power requires careful consideration of context. High LF power observed during typical breathing rates, around 12 to 14 breaths per minute, may indicate dysfunction in the vagal brake system, suggesting potential regulatory problems that need attention. This highlights the importance of understanding both the timing and conditions under which LF measurements are taken. The concept of coherence, particularly as developed by the Institute of Heart Math, is closely tied to LF band activity. In their model, coherence is characterized by a single high-amplitude peak near 0.1 Hz in the power spectrum. This specific pattern is thought to reflect a state of optimal psychophysiological functioning, though it's important to note that coherence is a proprietary term referring specifically to signal power in the 0.09 to 0.14 Hz region of the LF band. We train clients to increase LF power in the clinic to enhance vagal tone and HF power when they breathe at typical rates in everyday life. For clinical applications, several key considerations guide the use of LF measurements. The minimum recording period for reliable LF analysis is 2 minutes, though longer recordings often provide more stable measurements. When evaluating HRVB training success, practitioners should look for clear, high-amplitude peaks in the LF range during resonance frequency breathing, while maintaining awareness of the broader context of the client's breathing patterns and physiological state. Understanding the relationship between LF power and other physiological measures can enhance clinical interpretation. For instance, the interaction between LF activity and respiratory patterns can provide insights into autonomic flexibility and regulatory capacity. This understanding helps practitioners design more effective interventions and better evaluate treatment progress. The high-frequency band. The high-frequency HF band, also known as the respiratory band, operates within the 0.15 to 0.40 Hz range, corresponding to normal breathing rates between 9 and 24 breaths per minute. This frequency band holds special significance in heart rate variability analysis because it provides our clearest window into parasympathetic nervous system activity. For pediatric populations, who naturally breathe at faster rates than adults, the HF band can be adjusted upward to 0.24 to 1.04 Hz to accurately capture their respiratory-related heart rate variations. At the heart of HF band activity lies the phenomenon of respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, the natural variation in heart rate that occurs in synchrony with breathing patterns. During inhalation, the cardiovascular center temporarily inhibits vagal outflow, resulting in a slight increase in heart rate. Conversely, during exhalation, vagal tone is restored through the release of acetylcholine, causing the heart rate to decrease. This rhythmic pattern creates the characteristic oscillations we observe in the HF band. However, it's crucial to understand that while HF power reflects vagal modulation, it doesn't directly represent vagal tone. This distinction becomes particularly important when interpreting HRV measurements. Vagal tone refers to the mean heart rate change across different conditions, such as the transition from rest to exercise. In contrast, HF power captures the dynamic modulation of vagal activity, particularly as it relates to breathing patterns. A fascinating experiment proposed by researchers demonstrates this distinction. When individuals slow their breathing to 6 breaths per minute from 15 breaths per minute, they typically observe increased heart rate fluctuations. However, their mean heart rate remains relatively stable because vagal tone hasn't fundamentally changed. This observation helps illustrate why HF power should be understood as an index of vagal modulation rather than a direct measure of vagal tone. The relationship between HF power and vagal activity becomes even more complex under certain conditions. During intense vagal efferent traffic, which dramatically slows heart rate during both inhalation and exhalation, or during significant changes in sympathetic nervous system activity, the relationship between RSA and vagal tone can become dissociated. Similarly, chemical blockade of the sinoatrial node can affect this relationship. In clinical practice, HF power shows strong correlations with other time domain measures of HRV, particularly PNN50, the percentage of successive RR intervals that differ by more than 50 milliseconds, and RMSD, the root mean square of successive RR interval differences. These correlations provide valuable cross-validation of different measurement approaches and help clinicians build a more complete picture of autonomic function. The HF band demonstrates notable circadian variations, with power typically increasing during nighttime hours and decreasing during the day. This pattern reflects the natural fluctuations in autonomic balance throughout the 24-hour cycle. Reduced HF power often correlates with increased stress levels and various psychological states, including anxiety, panic, and excessive worry. For heart rate variability biofeedback applications, HF band power serves as a crucial metric for assessing training success during resting baselines. The goal of HRVB training is often to increase LF power during slow-paced breathing sessions while simultaneously working to enhance HF power during normal breathing conditions. This dual approach helps optimize autonomic regulation and enhance cardiovascular health. Under carefully controlled conditions, the natural logarithm of HF power, LNHF, can serve as an estimate of vagal tone, particularly when measurements are taken during normal breathing rates. This transformation helps standardize measurements and provides a more reliable indicator of parasympathetic activity. Additionally, research has shown that baroreflex sensitivity strongly associates with power in the high-frequency band, providing another important physiological correlation. The LF/HF ratio. The LF-HF ratio represents one of the most discussed and sometimes controversial metrics in heart rate variability analysis. This ratio, calculated by dividing the power in the low-frequency band by the power in the high-frequency band, was originally developed as a tool for analyzing 24-hour recordings. Its intended purpose was to provide a quantitative estimate of the balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system activity, based on the assumption that LF power primarily reflected sympathetic activity, while HF power represented parasympathetic influence. However, our understanding of this metric has evolved significantly with the advancement of research. The interpretation of the LF-HF ratio requires careful consideration of several critical factors, particularly the duration and recording conditions. Short-term measurements of the LF-HF ratio present unique challenges that weren't present in the original 24-hour recording context. This is because brief recordings show poor correlation with 24-hour values, making direct comparisons problematic. A fundamental issue with using the LFHF ratio in short-term recordings arises from the variable nature of sympathetic nervous system contributions to low-frequency, LF, power. During resting conditions, for instance, the primary contributors to LF power are actually parasympathetic activity and baroreflex function, not sympathetic activity as originally assumed. This means that calculating an LFHF ratio from a typical 5-minute resting baseline cannot provide a reliable estimate of autonomic balance. The scientific community has identified several limitations in using the LF/HF ratio as a measure of sympathovagal balance. First, the relationship between sympathetic and parasympathetic activity is not simply linear or reciprocal, as the ratio calculation might suggest. These two branches of the autonomic nervous system can operate independently or synergistically, depending on physiological conditions and requirements. Additionally, the contributions of each system to heart rate variability can vary significantly based on factors such as posture, breathing rate, and physical or mental stress. Recent research has demonstrated that the sympathetic nervous system's influence on low frequency, LF, power varies significantly with testing conditions. This variability makes it difficult to interpret the LFHF ratio consistently across different situations or between different individuals. For example, during rest, parasympathetic activity and baroreflex mechanisms predominate in low-frequency LF power generation, whereas sympathetic influences become more prominent during physical or psychological stress. The calculation of the LFHF ratio also raises mathematical considerations. When expressing power in normalized units, which is often done to standardize measurements across individuals, the ratio may not accurately reflect the absolute changes in either low-frequency LF or high-frequency HF power. This normalization process can sometimes mask important variations in the underlying physiological signals, leading to potential misinterpretation of autonomic state. Despite these limitations, the LFHF ratio remains a widely reported metric in HRV research and clinical applications. However, its interpretation should always be conducted within the appropriate context, taking into account the recording conditions, duration, and other physiological parameters. Many researchers now recommend using additional metrics in conjunction with the LFHF ratio to provide a more comprehensive picture of autonomic function. Modern approaches to HRV analysis often emphasize the importance of examining absolute powers in both frequency bands, particularly when transformed using natural logarithms, rather than relying solely on their ratio. This approach provides more detailed information about the individual contributions of different physiological processes to heart rate variability and may offer more reliable insights into autonomic function. Minimum recording periods and measurement guidelines. The accurate measurement of heart rate variability through frequency domain analysis depends critically on appropriate recording durations for each frequency band. This requirement stems from the fundamental nature of the physiological processes we're attempting to measure. Slower rhythms naturally require longer observation periods to capture their complete cycles accurately. Understanding these minimum recording periods is essential for obtaining reliable and clinically meaningful data. The high-frequency band, which captures the fastest oscillations in heart rate variability, requires a minimum recording period of 1 minute. This relatively short duration reflects the rapid nature of respiratory-linked heart rate changes, which typically occur at normal breathing rates between 9 and 24 breaths per minute. However, while 1 minute represents the absolute minimum, longer recordings often provide more stable and reliable measurements of HF activity. Moving to the low-frequency band, a minimum recording period of 2 minutes becomes necessary. This longer duration requirement reflects the slower nature of LF oscillations, which complete their cycles between 7 and 25 seconds. The 2-minute minimum ensures that we capture several complete cycles of these slower rhythms, providing a more reliable assessment of LF power. For clinical applications, particularly during biofeedback training, practitioners often extend recordings beyond this minimum to ensure stable measurements. The very low frequency band presents more demanding requirements, with a minimum recording period of 5 minutes. This extended duration is necessary to capture the VLF rhythms, which complete their cycles between 25 and 300 seconds. However, many researchers argue that 24-hour recordings provide the most comprehensive and reliable assessment of VLF activity, particularly when examining its relationship to health outcomes and mortality risk. Ultra-low-frequency measurements represent the most demanding recording requirements, necessitating a full 24-hour recording period. This extended duration reflects the extremely slow nature of ULF rhythms, which can take hours to complete their cycles. Short-term recordings cannot capture these long-term variations in heart rate, making 24-hour Holter monitoring or similar long-term recording methods essential for ULF analysis. For conventional clinical applications, particularly in biofeedback settings, practitioners typically focus on short-term recordings ranging from 5 to 15 minutes. These recordings can adequately capture HF, LF, and some VLF activity, providing sufficient information for most therapeutic applications. However, when conducting research or performing comprehensive clinical assessments, longer recording periods may be necessary to capture the full spectrum of heart rate variability. Recent developments in HRV analysis have also explored the validity of ultra-short-term measurements, particularly for specific applications where longer recordings are impractical. While these abbreviated measurements can provide useful information under certain circumstances, they must be interpreted with careful attention to their limitations and the specific frequency bands they can reliably assess. The relationship between recording duration and measurement reliability follows a general principle. Longer recordings typically provide more stable and reliable measurements. However, practical considerations often necessitate shorter recording periods in clinical settings. Understanding the minimum requirements for each frequency band helps practitioners balance the need for reliable data against practical constraints. When designing assessment protocols, it's crucial to consider not only the minimum recording requirements, but also the specific frequency bands of interest for the intended application. For instance, if the primary focus is on respiratory sinus arrhythmia and vagal tone assessment, shorter recordings focusing on the HF band might be sufficient. However, if the goal includes assessment of longer-term regulatory processes, extended recording periods become necessary. Clinical applications and practical considerations. The practical application of frequency domain HRV measurements in clinical settings requires a careful balance of theoretical understanding and pragmatic implementation. When working with clients, practitioners must synthesize complex physiological concepts into actionable therapeutic strategies while avoiding common pitfalls and misinterpretations. This integration of theory and practice forms the foundation of effective heart rate variability biofeedback, HRVB, interventions. In clinical practice, we typically begin by establishing baseline measurements during normal breathing rates. During these assessments, we focus primarily on HF band power and time domain metrics like the RMSSD, root mean square of successive differences, to evaluate the client's initial autonomic state. These measurements provide crucial information about vagal tone and autonomic flexibility, serving as a starting point for therapeutic intervention. The implementation of HRVB training follows a specific strategy. We work to increase LF power during slow-paced breathing sessions, with the ultimate goal of enhancing HF power during normal breathing conditions. This approach takes advantage of the body's natural resonance frequencies and baroreflex mechanisms to optimize autonomic regulation. However, the process requires careful attention to breathing rates and patterns, as these significantly influence measurement outcomes. One critical consideration in clinical practice involves understanding the limitations of various measurements under different conditions. For instance, both HF and VLF measurements lose their validity during slow-paced breathing near the resonance frequency. This limitation arises because the slow breathing rate shifts respiratory-related heart rate variations into the LF band, making traditional interpretations of HF and VLF power inappropriate under these conditions. The traditional view of LF power as a sympathetic indicator during rest has been thoroughly challenged by contemporary research. Current understanding emphasizes the primary contributions of parasympathetic and baroreflex activity to resting LF power, rather than sympathetic influence. This revised understanding has important implications for how we interpret LF measurements in clinical settings and how we design therapeutic interventions. When working with clients, it's essential to establish clear protocols for measurement and training. These protocols should specify recording durations, breathing instructions, and environmental conditions to ensure consistent and reliable results. The practitioner must also consider factors such as time of day, recent physical activity, medication effects, and other variables that might influence HRV measurements. A common challenge in clinical practice involves helping clients understand and interpret their HRV measurements without becoming overly focused on specific numbers or ratios. The goal is to use these measurements as tools for tracking progress and guiding intervention while maintaining focus on overall health and functional improvements. This requires careful education about the meaning and limitations of different HRV metrics. The integration of frequency domain measurements with other assessment tools can provide a more comprehensive understanding of client progress. This might include combining HRV measurements with subjective reports, other physiological indicators, and functional assessments. Such a multimodal approach helps ensure that improvements in HRV metrics translate to meaningful changes in client well-being. Looking toward the future of clinical applications, emerging research continues to refine our understanding of frequency domain measurements and their therapeutic applications. New technologies and analysis methods are making these measurements more accessible and reliable, while ongoing research helps clarify their physiological significance and clinical utility. However, practitioners must remain mindful of both the power and limitations of these tools, using them thoughtfully within a comprehensive therapeutic approach. Success in clinical applications ultimately depends on the practitioner's ability to adapt theoretical knowledge to individual client needs while maintaining scientific rigor in measurement and interpretation. This requires ongoing education, careful attention to measurement protocols, and a commitment to evidence-based practice. By understanding both the technical aspects of HRV measurement and the practical considerations of clinical implementation, practitioners can effectively utilize these powerful tools to enhance client outcomes.